Blog Talk Radio.
There's nothing worth more I could ever come close. Nothing can compare. You're a living hope. Your presence, Lord. I've tasted and seen the sweetest of love. When my heart becomes free and my shame is over, your presence, Lord.
So Holy Spirit, you are welcome. Come flood this place and fill the atmosphere.
Your glory.
Holy Spirit, you are welcome. Holy Spirit, we welcome your presence. We call for the presence of the Holy Spirit. Father, we just thank you right now, God, that you have caused us, Lord God, to still be in the land of the living. And we are so forever grateful, God. Father, we thank you right now in the name of Jesus that there is no good thing that you will withhold from us if, hallelujah, if we walk upright. We need your presence, Father. We need your presence, Lord. We welcome your presence, Father. So, Father, right now as we go forth with this broadcast, we ask you to lead, guide, and direct us, Father, so that we may not only know your voice, but we would hear what your will is in the name of Jesus. We decree it to be so. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen, amen, amen. I want to thank everyone once again for calling in and just being faithful to what God is doing in this season. For truly, truly, God is doing something, amen? I want you to know that there is nothing that he will withhold from us if we walk uprightly, amen? For the Bible says that if we delight ourselves in him, amen, not in our desires, but if we delight ourselves in the Lord, he said he will give us the desires of our heart. That's the key. Delighting yourself in him. Holy Spirit, you're welcome. We welcome your presence. So when you welcome the presence of the Holy Spirit, You're delighting yourself in the Lord. Amen. Amen. Once again, I am excited because it's another opportunity to talk about my daddy, to talk about my father, to talk about my God. It's always a blessing to be able to be in the presence of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Tell the Holy Spirit you're welcome. Tell him he is welcome in this place. Amen, amen. Well, again, we praise God, and we are just thanking God for what he's doing and how he's moving and how he's putting things together and how he's causing us to be able to strategize. So when the enemies show up, that we are already prepared. And I truly hope that everyone on this line, you're being blessed and that you're able to see when the enemy is popping up, when he show up, when he is in your presence, that, and even as he's trying to rest inside of you, that you're able to tell that he's there, that you know by the gift of discernment that this is not God. So I pray that you are strategizing and that you are using offensive and defensive weapons so that you can crush the head of the enemy. Because God said he has given you power. Your power to shred up on serpents. Amen. 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 I'm going to just first announce that if the broadcast cut off, I want you to call back in because I just realized that the broadcast has been scheduled for 15 minutes. So it may cut off, and if it does, just call right back in because we'll be right back on. Amen. No weapon formed against us shall prosper. And every single tongue that rise up against us in judgment is already condemned. Amen, amen, and amen. For God is good, and he is not going to leave us, nor will he forsake us. Amen. Well, again, we're going to talk about, left off on last week, talking about, we were talking about the ministry of the Holy Spirit, and we all have a ministry. Now, I believe that we are all called to the ministry of reconciliation. Amen. We're all called to the ministry of reconciliation, restoring man back unto God. That's a ministry, the ministry of reconciliation. Amen. You know, when you are accepted your call into Christ, or you accepted the salvation, you accepted Christ as your Lord and Savior, then we not just accept him as our Lord and Savior, he gave us assignments to do. And in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 18 through 21, the Bible says, all this is from God, who reconciled us to himself through Christ, and listen to this, and gave us, that would be you and I, the ministry of reconciliation, that God was reconciling the world to himself in Christ, not counting people's sins against them. And he has committed to us the message of reconciliation. Then you go to word S again, not just me. We are therefore Christ's ambassador. There we go again. We, not me, we. And through Christ, as though Christ was making his appeal through us, there we go again, we employ you on Christ's behalf. Be reconciled to God. God made him who had no sin to be sin. Here we go again, for us. Glory to God. So that in him we might become the righteousness of God. So the Bible says that we are given, we have been given the ministry of reconciliation to restore man unto God. Do you have a ministry? Yes, based on 2 Corinthians chapter 5. We all have been called, all been given the ministry to reconcile man back unto Christ. Glory to God. Well, I'm going to play a little music while I fix this board. So in case we get cut off, we can come right back on and just welcome the presence of the Holy Spirit. Tell the Holy Spirit he's welcome. Amen. Glory to God. Holy Spirit, you're welcome here.
There's nothing worth more that could ever come close. Nothing can compare. You're a living hope. Your presence, Lord. I've tasted and seen the sweetest of love. When my heart becomes free, my shame is under your presence, Lord.
The Holy Spirit, you are welcome. Come flood this place and fill the atmosphere. Your glory.
Say, Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. When the Holy Spirit is within you, there's nothing that can defeat you. Why? Because Holy Spirit is the Spirit of the living God that's living inside of us, and he will always win. We're talking about the ministry of the Holy Spirit, which is one of our weapons. The early in the teaching, we learned about spiritual forces.
Your presence.
Your presence.
You know, the enemy don't want you all to get this today. So you should be really excited. You should be truly excited that the boy want to act up, it want to cut off, it want to do all of that. But we're going to keep going, and then we're going to call back in because we don't die. We multiply. Amen. 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 Let's talk about the Holy Spirit. We talked about the spiritual forces of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is important in both of our warfare, offensive and defensive warfare. We talked about that on last week, and the Holy Spirit knows, hallelujah, the strategies of Satan. And guess what else? The Holy Spirit intercedes for believers as we are engaged in battle. So one of my favorite scriptures is Romans 8. Romans 8, 26 verses 26 and 27. Hallelujah. And the Bible says, likewise, the Spirit, Holy Spirit, also helps our infirmities. For we know not what we should pray or what we should do or what we should say for as we ought, but the Spirit makes intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. But because he maketh intercession for the saints according to the will of God. So when we pray what we think we ought to pray. We pray what we think is the will of God based on the word of God that we know. But the Holy Spirit prays and intercedes for us according, listen to that, according to the will of God. Is it important that we have the Holy Spirit in our lives, that the Holy Spirit lead and guide and direct us? Yes. See, the Holy Spirit give us power. Power to do what? Power to claim the enemy territory. Everything that he's stolen. Holy Spirit will lead you and direct you and guide you to take back that territory that the enemy has stolen. That's what the battle is all about. We're in it to win it. So we have to take back the land. We have to take back our dreams, our hopes, all of the things that the enemy has stolen that we really haven't recognized. We don't plan. Why? Because the enemy has stolen our plan. The enemy has stolen the things that we don't have tangibly able to miss. We're not, you know, if someone steal your money or your bank book or your credit card or those things that you can see, you know right away, your jewelry, you know it's gone. But when you take these things that you can't see, you don't realize he's stealing your health. He's stealing your wealth. He's stealing your family. He's stealing the unity. He's stealing your mind. He's stealing your thoughts. He's taking little things at a time. But, hallelujah, the ministry of the Holy Spirit is interceding. Holy Spirit is interceding according to the will of God. Jesus knew that he had to leave his Spirit with us. Why? Because he knew that if we didn't have Holy Spirit, that we would not know how to be directed. We wouldn't know where to go. We wouldn't know what to say. He leads us. He guides us. He will put you on pause. Amen. Yes, Holy Spirit is a gentleman, but guess what? He also has fire. He is also a consuming fire that will burn up everything that's not like God. Amen. He will let you know when the enemy is in your camp or around you or in the midst. Amen. I just feel like somebody else talking to me. Somebody on this board is talking. Amen. Praise God. You know, it's something about understanding the purpose and the ministry of the Holy Spirit. Because when you understand what God has given us, He actually given us His Spirit. The Holy Spirit, listen to this, Acts 1:8, talks about, but ye, that's you, and I, shall receive what? Power. Power. After that, the Holy Spirit is come upon you. You won't be the same. You know, you won't feel defeated because of the power of the Holy Spirit, because of the power of God. And then the Bible says, and ye shall be witnesses. There we go. Talking about the ministry of reconciliation. And ye shall be witnesses unto me, both in Jerusalem and in all Judea and in Samaria. And this is the part that we can all claim, and unto the uttermost parts of the earth. Listen, power to talk about God, power to teach about God, power to cause the enemy to flee, power. That power that the Holy Spirit gives us, it caused the enemy to flee. I'm going to tell you, give your testimony. And on yesterday, we were helping someone out, Elder and I, and the person that we were helping, hallelujah, came with a friend. And the minute they pulled up, I saw all of the hosts of demons that was resting in that young woman. And I said to Elder, I said, Elder, I don't know if I said she's vexed, but I may have said, that's a demon. I may have said that. But nevertheless, it's my job as a minister of the gospel to reconcile people back to Christ. And so you can't play with demons. You can't play with demons. I don't play with demons. But I ministered to her, but I didn't play with the demon. So therefore, I can't be all gentle and soft and nice with a demon. Why? Because they'll run over you. Not only will they run over you, they'll take over. They'll take territory. They'll steal. They'll kill. And they will destroy. So anyways, I made a comment, and immediately the woman attacked my words. And so, you know, of course, I had to go into my weaponry, and I had to shut down the enemy real quick and real soft and real kind and real godly, and then they fled. And I'm saying all of this to say spiritual strategies, awesome weaponry. Because even though the demon flees, I was still concerned about her human spirit. So I was able to, and when we were departing the meeting, and she had, you know, gotten in the car, and I knew she was, you know, so I told her it was a pleasure meeting her, which it was, as Les Brown said. It was a plum, pleasing pleasure to meet her, and I asked her for a hug. Now, as I hugged her, I was praying for her. I was praying for her that God would cause her to understand where she is spiritually. Now, out of everything that she did and was said, but at the end, she received the love of God. So we have to use spiritual strategies so that we can reconcile men and women back to God. Amen. So now let's talk about the gift of the Holy Spirit. Did you know that the Holy Spirit has gifts? The Holy Spirit doesn't come without gifts. Amen? They're valuable weaponries of offensive and defensive the battle. So the gifts, and I think I may have mentioned it briefly on last week, the gifts of the word of knowledge is a gift of the Holy Spirit. And the word of wisdom, which provides supernatural revelation for spiritual warfare. Wisdom, word of wisdom gives you supernatural revelation for spiritual warfare. Those are things that's not just known, but it's supernaturally given. There's some super on your natural, and then God gives you that wisdom, and you know some things that you probably wouldn't possibly know. And then the gift of discerning of spirit, which what I operated in on yesterday. You know, before, and then I operated in the word of wisdom because I did do that with her, and I also operated in the word of knowledge because I asked God. He said, if you ask anything in my name and you don't doubt in your heart, God will do it. See, we gotta fortify ourselves. We gotta build ourselves up. We got to understand that this is a technique that's already structured. You know, you walk around and we may think, oh, it's me. No. Oh, it's not you. Oh, it's them that don't know Christ. And then let's say the special gift of pastors and prophets and apostles and evangelists and teachers. So that's the fivefold, which is the pastor, the prophet, apostles, evangelists, and teachers. And the job is to assist in equipping the saints, or equipping us for battle. That's the job of the pastor. That's the job of the prophet. That's the job of the apostle. That's the job of the evangelist. That's the job of the teacher. So if you're doing that, you probably fit in one of those classifications. Okay, I'm not a minister. I hear you. But you are. We all are called to the ministry of reconciliation. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. Hope you're still with me. Amen, amen, amen. And let's just keep going here where we're talking about the special gift. And the special gift of the Holy Spirit provides special instruction from God, and the serving gift of the Spirit, what it enables the army of God to move forward in spiritual advancement. Listen, the Spirit, the speaking gift, so they're speaking gifts. And they're special gifts. But the speaking gift of the Holy Spirit provides special instruction from God. And the serving gifts of the Spirit enables the army of God to move forward in and to spiritual advancement. Listen, let me just move forward. Wrestling with a spirit. You know, sometimes we wrestle with things and we're indecisive, we can't make a decision. It's like a spiritual wrestling. Sometimes we wrestle with situations. Sometimes we wrestle with others. Sometimes we even wrestle with ourselves. But that's when those demonic forces try to make you unsure about spiritual truth. It's a natural parallel of spiritual truth. Listen to this. One of the most powerful verses about offensive spiritual combat. This is offensive spiritual combat. Let me read it to you. It's Ephesians 6. Hallelujah. You make sure you guys are still with me Amen. Glory to God. Yes. Praise the Lord. Alrighty. For we wrestle, Ephesians 6 and 12. Listen. For we, there we go again, wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. See, God's choice of words, wrestling, is significant. Wrestling is a natural parallel of a great spiritual truth. See, wrestling in the natural world is a sport. I'll say mastering your strength. That's how I look at it. But to wrestle, it means to contend in struggle for power over an opponent. I have a situation right now with one of our evangelists, and she's dealing with some issues with one of her family members. And we did some deliverance. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Our deliverance is applying the principles of the word, applying the structure of the word of God. And one of her family members is wrestling with a demon that make her feel, hallelujah, that she's being bitten. This demon, she says, is biting her all day. It's torture. It's torture. Demons are real, but they are powerless. We render them powerless under the cross by the blood of Jesus. So I want you to wrestle. You got to win. So we stop wrestling and we win, because we're not wrestling with flesh and blood. These are principalities. These are powers. So we already talked about that God has given us power. And we must know how to use it. So we can't keep in a mindset that we always wrestle with flesh and blood, wrestling with oneself. No. Let me give you some tools. I want you to consider these facts about wrestling in a natural world as applied to your spiritual warfare. You can listen up. Number one, we have to make preparation, and we have to be trained. And what I mean by preparation and training, listen to this. A wrestler, think about it, in the natural world, they get trained to be successful at what they do. And then they practice, and they practice, and they practice, and they practice. And they eat a proper diet, and they learn the rules of wrestling. And they must be careful to follow what they practice in order to win the match. And then you compare it to a believer. As a believer, we learn the rules of spiritual warfare. That is, we eat in order to be victorious. And a proper diet, the word of God, and prayer is necessary for successful spiritual wrestling. Don't think you're going to get in and win it if you're not equipped. Don't think that you're going to walk up to a demon and command him to die and you're not properly equipped. See, as a wrestling in the natural world, skills is gained through practice, through studying, through eating the word, through sitting at the table. Amen. When you need to regurgitate what you have eaten, you're ready. So the primary purpose of training or sitting in Bible class is in the natural realm, is to prepare Rocker is so that he can be efficient, or she can be efficient. She can be effective and not fatigued. This is so true in the spiritual realm, because when you know the scripture, when you know what to say, when you know what to do, when you can identify the demon, when you can discern what the name of that demon, because you have to call them by name. They don't want to be identified. Amen. They want to put fear in you. So some people are easily defeated, or easily fatigued, or easily quit, because they're not properly trained for spiritual warfare. We just started a deliverance team, a new one in Michigan area, and it's called VP, and it's called Deliverance Power. Hallelujah. Deliverance Power, learning spiritual strategies, how to operate in deliverance, how to walk in your own deliverance. Amen, which brings healing. Amen, 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 amen. I get excited because when I see people set free, when I see deliverance manifesting in the lives of God's people, it just makes me embrace the word even more, because I understand that if we follow the principles of God, that we will always win. The demons will see. They know who you are. And they need to know who you are. They need to know when you come in the room. They know their job. And all we're asking them to do is to flee. And then we render them helpless. You can render them helpless. Amen, amen. And we're not struggling, you know, we're not struggling with demons if we don't have to. The nature of the struggling itself, you know, I mean, this old saying, and I heard it a few times. I heard this older guy say to a younger guy, "Man, I'm not about to fight you. They got guns now, so we don't have to fight." So what he was saying is, be quick and in a hurry. But we want to make a bullseye. We want to hit our target. And we don't want, if it's a spirit of jealousy, we don't want to be dealing with saying, "Oh, they got a spirit of jealousy." So we want to know the root spirit. We want to know the mother demon. Amen. And we're going to talk about grouping of demons, because demons group together. You know how they say the bird and the feather flock together? Groups of demons, they flock together. You know, and we're going to talk about how the demons group together. And it's so true. You know, people are drawn to how they are. You know, if you are a reader, you want to be around people that read. You know, if you are a person that likes to cause discord, oh yeah, you can talk all day to a person that's divided or want to cause division. So demons together, they hang together, because guess what? They understand that they're stronger together. We have to get it. We're stronger together. And they stick together no matter what. Did you know, and I was reading this some time ago, and I can't give you an update version, but the last I read about in Detroit, it was supposed to be it's a satanic service that's held in Detroit every year, and they call it the Satanist Temple. And it's supposed to be one of the largest public satanic ceremonies. And it takes place in Detroit every year. And so they come to Detroit to take territory, to take any territory back that maybe prayer and churches have accomplished throughout the year. But they go hard. They go hard. They go in and they do blood sacrifice. And so we'll talk more about that. But I want you to understand there's nothing to be afraid of. Why? Because you've already won. You just don't know that you won. And in order to walk in your victory, you have to understand the ministry of the Holy Spirit, that you're going to always be victorious if you use the tool that God has given us. Amen. The groupings of demons. This is a book called Pigs in the Parlor. I don't know if you guys have ever heard of it, but it's called Pigs in the Parlor. And let's see who the author is. But it's a practical guide for deliverance. It's a practical, and you get you can get a small copy for maybe $12. But it's they have older versions and new versions. That is really one of the books that helped me understand deliverance. It's one of the books that we used in one of our ministry classes, and it's by Frank Hammond, and I believe his wife, Ida May, happens to be her name. Ida May Hammond is her name. But it talks about groupings of demons, and it's all scripture-based. So I want you to understand that when you learn these tools, you'll be so grateful, because every single time that the enemy tried to win territory, you'll be able to identify his action. And so nothing will be foreign to you. Why? Because you understand what he's doing, because you have studied. Because you have practiced, because you have studied. And so it's nothing new. It's like, oh, I remember that. You know, and certain places I went, it was certain spirits I dealt with. And when I see those demons again, I'm comfortable because I've dealt with that before. So you understand what I'm saying. The point that I'm really trying to make is understand there's nothing to be afraid of. Because those demons activate on the fear. Amen? Okay, now I want to talk about the nature of the struggle. Individual championship wrestlers is not a team sport. See, when a wrestler tires, there's no substitute teacher member to send in. So when a wrestler gets tired, what he hit or she hit is done. The wrestler involves intimate face-to-face personal contact with the opponent. They can't be afraid. You know how in the streets they say they're going to look at you and stare at you until somebody blink or until somebody turn their head. Well, they want to know if you're afraid, or they want to know if they're stronger than you, or they got more courage than you. But the same is in the natural realm is in the spiritual realm. You know, believers are involved, we're involved in an intimate face-to-face combat with the enemy. So no other believer can step in and fight your battle. You have to do it. You've got to take back your own territory. You take your place in this spiritual combat. So the enemy is going to take your place, your position, your territory, and there's no time out, like if you're wrestling or in other sports. You know, there's no time out in the spiritual realm either. Satan never rests. He don't take breaks from this war. So we must never, ever be off guard. I'm not saying you got to be off guard with anxiety and stress. No. You just be equipped. You put on the whole armor of God every single day. Dress for the weather. Dress for the attire. Dress to impress. Amen? And then I want to talk about the strategies. Hallelujah. And we talked about the offensive and defensive strategies in the nature of wrestling, which is it applies also to spiritual war, the spiritual warfare, spiritual world. So stalling is one technique used in wrestling. You know how sometimes you see them wrestling, and then all of a sudden they just steal, and one person might be holding the other person. They stalling. Why do they stall? Stalling is to avoid confrontation with the opponent. And points are lost in the judging system when they stall. So the people that are judging the wrestling match, if they start holding in place, they're stalling, so they lose points. You also lose points when you stall. Spiritually, you can't stall. Why? Because the enemy get a heads up on you. We don't aggressively wrestle with the enemy, but we take him out at a pace. See, some believers spend their entire lives stalling from confrontation. Oh, God's going to make a way. Oh, yeah, he's going to make a way. He already made a way. Hallelujah. We got to take the way that he made. I can say a lot more, but the more you get skilled, you get aggressive with the enemy. But when you're doing practical, using practical tools, basic tools, you want to learn what you're dealing with. How to identify the enemy, what you need to take out, then you plan your strategy. Amen. Most Christians, most believers, we don't aggressively wrestle, take the enemy out to gain the victory. We have to know that we can't tolerate discord. We can't tolerate anything that God hates. Anything that he hates, we should hate. Amen. 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 I just want to make one more point. Oh, I got a couple more, but I know I won't make it. So let's just go to upset balance. Upset balance. I believe I got enough time to cover that. It's an important strategy in wrestling. It is to upset the balance of the opponent. See, once an opponent's balance has been destroyed, they're going to keep struggling to regain it. And so the Bible speaks much about the importance of balance, or should I say temperance. You know, sometimes we just get all discombobulated, you know, just frustrated, just put it off for no reason. Because the enemy is attacking you. You don't know why you feel the way you feel and why you're doing what you're doing or saying what you're saying, but you have to identify. Have the enemy gained ground in my day, in my life, in my emotions, in my endeavors? But we're talking about temperance. One of the strategies of Satan in the spiritual realm is to try to upset balance, to get you upset. Many cults have resulted victory because they know how to upset you. You know, they do little things, and they know that, you know, just say, for instance, you're in a store, you see somebody stealing, and the mama right there, and you see her, and she know they're stealing, and it's a child. You get all upset. Now, that woman knows she see that baby stealing, blah, blah. You want to say something to her, and then you may not say it in the right shape, form, or fashion. So the enemy has upset you, but we have to have temperance. We have to have balance. and our balance has to be based on document, biblical principles or doctrine, biblical doctrine. You know, so we have to know how to address the human being, but also how to deal with the enemy. Let me give you an example. Something that happened in one of our deliverance events. Okay, I won't go into a lot of details, but to make it short and plain, we had to approach someone that we knew was hidden in their wrongdoing. And one of the deliverance ministers said to the person, they called them by their name, and I'm just going to use the name Sheila. "Excuse me, Sheila, I'm not talking to you." And they started dealing directly with the demon. So Sheila won't be offended. But the demon was living in Sheila's body. And when the demon came out, of course, Sheila was asleep, but the demon came out. And when Sheila woke up, she couldn't remember any of it. But one of her friends was saying, "He was all out on the floor and blah, blah, blah." And Sheila said, "No, I wasn't. No, I wasn't." "Yes, you were, Sheila." "No, I wasn't." They just happened to take a picture of her out, stretched out, whack, you know, like Jesus on the cross. And when Sheila saw the picture, that was the only reason she understood that when the demon came out, she went to sleep because she was tired. She had no balance. She had been rocking with this demon. So there's two types of balance involved in wrestling. Physical and mental balance. Hallelujah. Physical and mental balance. Amen. I just get excited. Excuse me if I'm loud. I get excited when I talk about deliverance because I know how important it is. Physical balance can be destroyed. Mental balance must be attacked. Amen. Physical balance can be destroyed, but mental balance must first be attacked. So to accomplish this, is a strategy. We need a strategy of surprise. It must be, we must use, you know, how sometimes you can beat the enemy when it's a ultimate surprise. They want to catch you off guard, but we operate like that also. Amen, amen, amen. Hallelujah. Praise the name of Jesus. I just thank God that as we learn to defeat the enemy, the point, we can compare a wrestler with a spiritual victory. Amen. So I believe that's about it that I'm going to go over today, but I want you to know that how true this spiritual realm is. Satan, again, want to upset your balance through catching you off guard. So he upsets your mental balance by distracting you, by causing change, by making you forget things, by he uses techniques, causing you to fear. He launches his intent to assault your thinking. So he works on your thought life. And we can't ignore his devices, you know, we have to anticipate a strategy because his devices are there. So we have to be in anticipation that Satan's coming. Amen? And so we have to learn of our opponent. You know, some people say, "Well, I don't want to know about Satan. I just want to know about God." Well, that's fine. But we have to know about our opponent. We have to know his strategy. We have to know his devices. And that's how we attack the enemy. The same way if you're in the army, you're in war. They're going to study the strategies of the enemy for counterattack. Amen. Even in football, you know, they watch plays. And this team may play this way to get this goal or to accomplish this. So football professionals or people that love football, they practice the plays. They know what their opponent's going to do. So that's what I want to say. Don't be oblivious of Satan's devices, but just be fortified in your plan of action. So first, I'll leave you with this. Discern what enemy you're dealing with, what spirit this is. Amen. And on next week, I'm going to finish out with anticipation, and I think I'm going to jump right into how we bait. The baiting of the enemy and how we bait. Attacking and counterattacking, mobility and recovery. I'm going to talk about that on next week. And I just want to tell you that spiritual realm is real. And we have to know how to tap in it, even though we are in our natural state. But God has made it where we can know exactly what we're dealing with because he's given us the word of God. Well, praise the Lord, everybody. And we didn't get cut off. Hallelujah. Somebody must have been praying today. Glory, glory to God. God is good and faithful, and he is just. Amen. What I want to say is I want to thank everyone for being with me. If I got a little loud, like I said again, I get excited when I'm talking about deliverance. It's just been in me for a long time, and I love teaching deliverance, spiritual strategy, because I know that a lot of people get taken out by not knowing spiritual strategy. Amen. So we're going to leave by saying, don't forget to sow into the ministry. Don't forget to study the word of God. Don't forget, save time out for your soul food. Save time out so you can be encouraged in the Lord, and then after you get it, you got to give it. You don't just eat. But we are to restore men and women back to Christ. Amen, amen. Glory to God. Once again, we love you. We thank God for you. And we want to encourage you that if you know someone that's interested in coming forth with their internet radio, we sponsor 6 week broadcast for new shows. And we got so much on our plate. So we're going to get through this, and we're going to get through the things that God wants us to do. So we want to say God bless everyone. We love you, and don't forget to study and continue to frustrate the devil and not walk in frustration yourself, because you're going to win. You've already won. Walk in your victory, because the Holy Spirit is resting, ruling, and abiding. Amen. So what do? Put a praise on it. Put a praise on your victory. God bless everyone. Have a terrific, wonderful rest of your day. God bless everyone.
There's a miracle in this room. With my name on it, there's a healing in this room.